Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Hey, hey, I got
Welcome! Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to the hottest show on the radio on Sunday nights. This is your host, Michael. And we are live from Orlando, Florida. Before we get started, let me just introduce some of the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful co-host, Lynn Gold. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here, and welcome, everybody. It's nice to have you with us tonight. Welcome to the December 13th edition, 2020, of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And in her home, the fabulous, the ultra-smart co-host, Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody. It's so good to be here. It seems like it's been forever since I was here.
Yeah, it seems like a while.
And in the studio, in Ocala, Florida, the one, the only producer, and Mr. Chris Shaw.
Hey, 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 everybody. It's nice to see you. I'm glad you're doing all right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Ah, cha, 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 cha.
Welcome. That's right. By the way, if you want to call up, which I definitely wish you could do it, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. You know, before we get started, I got to tell you something, folks. I just can't believe the following. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. You know, in the last few weeks, we've been trying to do some fundraising here for the show because we're a nonprofit radio show and we need all the help we can get from our listeners. But I got to tell you something. I cannot believe how many sighted people are helping the show move along and how many sighted people are listening to the show. We want to thank Linda and her brother Howard from New York as sponsor of the radio show. They were very generous. I want to thank Linda so much and her brother Howard. And I'll make an announcement right now. I would like to know something. You could really make my day. If there's anybody sighted out there listening to this radio show, could you do me a favor just to call in and just say where you're calling from? That's all. You don't have to say your last name. If your name is Peggy, just say, my name is Peggy. I'm sighted, and I'm listening from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm just giving an example. So if you're sighted, would you do me a favor and call? I really, really would appreciate it. My phone number here in the station is 407-894-1680. What do you think about that, Sheila Young, about all the sighted people listening to the radio show?
I think it's wonderful. We've got a great show and a lot of good information, and hopefully if they know anyone that is visually impaired or blind, they're sharing the information, then they're going to become a listener. So I think it's awesome.
I've asked some of the people that called in that were sighted. I said, tell me something. Do you have anybody in your family that's blind? No, they said. Well, so how come you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show? Because you know it's really catered to the blind, but we have quite a few sighted people listening to the show. And they said, because we love the show. Well, so I said, what do you like about it? And they said, well, we love the music. We just love the show. And that really impresses me. But let me tell you something, folks. At one time, well, not just one time, 12 years ago, I was sighted. And I've always said the only person I ever met when I was sighted that was blind was Stevie Wonder. Now, a lot of people that sighted, they see blind people in the airports, in the train stations selling newspapers and pencils. And a lot of people that are sighted think of blind people that way. Well, that's why I like this radio show, because we're more than that. And people hear that when they're listening. The sighted people listening to the show are learning about the blind folks, that we can do pretty much whatever they can do, we can do. The only thing we can do is drive a car. Wouldn't you say that's right, Sheila?
Yes, sir, absolutely. It's amazing what blind people are capable of doing, from lawyers to medical transcriptionists to computer techs to programmers to you name it.
And that's why I'm so proud that when I first thought about this radio show, to bring to you, the blind, the sighted community, this radio show that we call Blind and Beyond. This is your radio show, but we try to make it interesting every week.
And the sighted community, I love you when you call in. I just love everyone calling in, the blind community, the vision impaired community, the sighted community, everyone to call in, because our radio show, we say it's blind and beyond, which means we are beyond blindness. We are so diverse in everything we do. And I'm so proud to be part of the Blind and Beyond radio show. So if you're there listening and you are sighted, I would love you to call in. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to. Just say that you're listening and you're sighted and you're wherever city you're in, because I would love to know. I really would appreciate it. So please do it. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I'd be very, very proud if you can call in. I thank you so much.
Well, Mike, you are in luck. We got somebody calling in all the way from right around the corner over the river and through the woods of Orlando, Florida. We got the one and only Ian. Ian calling in from Orlando. Ian, how you doing?
I'm great. Yeah, I'm blessed. Yeah.
Hi, Ian.
Yeah, you're sighted, Ian. I listen to the show every week, man. It's on. I listen to it every week. I call in to on songs and everything.
I just love the show every week. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Ian. Thank you so for listening, and I really appreciate you listening. Thank you.
All right. Bless. All right.
What do you like about the show?
If you don't like me, I can understand.
I'm going to tell people what to do, because a lot of people, they get blind. They probably, they're scared. They don't know what to do. And they got jobs out there for them. And, you know, they can move around. They're still alive. You got life. And that's just important. You know what I mean? You just get the hang of it after a while. You get, you know, get accustomed to what you got to do. Because if you just stay in the house and just don't move around, and think you're just without it.
Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it so much. And if there's anybody else listening that's sighted, would you please call in? I would love to hear from you. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you can call in, if you're sighted, wherever you are, please call in and let us know. I really would appreciate it.
Michael, before we
go. All right. Be blessed.
Good night, Ian.
Good night, Ian. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to wish everybody who celebrates happy fourth night of Hanukkah. Tonight was the fourth candle. And also a quick happy birthday to our loyal listener and friend for a long time, Kelly James. Happy birthday, Kelly. Kelly James in Orlando.
Kelly James, if you are listening, call in. Like to hear from you. I understand you are what?
You know, no, I just wanted Sheila had a few shout out.
Well, I understand she's moving. I understand she's moving, Kelly James.
It may not be totally public.
Yeah. Well, it is on Facebook.
It's on Facebook.
I know. But
yeah, right. Sheila, you had a few shout outs before we go to break?
I do. Real quick, Leslie Spoon. Happy birthday to Leslie Spoon.
Happy birthday, Leslie.
And Janine Lee, a new listener to the show. It's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Janine.
What a beautiful name, Janine.
Another member of our local chapter, David's birthday is today. David Zichik, so happy birthday to him. And my daughter-in-law in Mississippi's birthday. So it was a big birthday today. So.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that.
Wait a minute. My great-granddaughter, her two-month birthday. Today was, she was 2 months old today.
Two months old. Chris, we're going to go to break?
We're going to go to break. And for those folks that are listening for the first time, well, we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter. ATIA 2021 AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitors' experience and all the prizes ATIA's exhibitors are giving away. This year, there is also a range of registration options, including a free option. Plus, for the month of November, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision. Learn more by visiting ATIA.org/blind and beyond.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh,
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And if you're tuning in for the first time, I don't know what took you so long to tune it in, but we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We are live from Orlando, Florida. And like I said in the first segment, if you are sighted, would you please call in and let us know that you're listening to the radio show? Because I would love to know you're out there. If you could, certainly would appreciate it. I love hearing from everyone, blind, visually impaired, and sighted people too. I love doing a radio show that sighted people are listening. Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, it's my pleasure to welcome back. He's here. Our friend Peter Cucciavi, who is the senior manager at Spectrum Accessibility Center. Welcome back, Peter.
Thank you, Lynn. Thanks for
welcome
having
back.
Me back.
Welcome back.
Nice to talk to you.
Happy holidays to everyone. Happy
Thank
fourth
you.
Day of Hanukkah.
Thank you. Thank you. That's right, the fourth day. So you've been a busy man since we've spoken to you last.
Busy man for sure. Lots going on. We're really trying
to. What you just told us off the air, can you tell it on the air? We're not supposed to.
Maybe next week when he's doing his personal.
Oh, okay.
Segment.
Yeah, I'll be on next week for a personal show. So we'll
So what's happening at Spectrum, Peter?
Yes, tell us about Spectrum.
Well, I got something to talk about. First of all, hi Sheila. It's good to hear your voice
hi,
on.
Hi Peter. It's good to hear you too.
I was on with Sheila on Tuesday for a community event put on by ACB, and we got a chance to talk about the Spectrum News app, which I got to tell you, people are just loving. Blind folks everywhere are telling me how much they love the usability of the app. So I just want to encourage people, especially if you're a Spectrum customer, download the app, enter your credentials in. There's no additional charge. You get news on the go. You can mark them as favorites. Articles, media, weather updates, closure updates, it's all in there. So it's a great app. But we also have been talking a lot about Spectrum Access. And listeners might remember that we had a sweepstakes going for an Apple TV. All that anybody had to do was really email a story. Now, I didn't get a chance to get into the show last week to remind people that it was the last day of the sweepstakes. So what I'm going to do today, because of that, I want to extend the sweepstakes by another several days. So if you can get a story into us this week, on next Sunday, I'll make sure that if I'm not hopping on to announce it, then Lynn or Michael can announce the winner. But here's what I want you to do. You can contact me one of two ways. And all I want to know is just a few lines about how you're using Spectrum products. Particularly, I'm really interested in Spectrum Access, but I know some people haven't been able to have access to Spectrum Access because they're waiting for the Android version to come out or whatnot. So you can email. Just make sure you let me know that you're calling, you're writing for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show sweepstakes. Maybe put that into the email or into the subject line.
Barbie, I have to interrupt you. So it's still going on. The reason why I'm saying that, because we have people who wrote the show. They wanted to know, and we said the show, it was over. This is still, I'm saying.
He just extended it.
Oh, you just extended it. Oh.
Yeah.
So we have to tell those people, honey, we have to tell those people that it's extended.
Tell everyone you know we're extending it. Get it in this week. Email me at spectrumaccess@charter.com. spectrumaccess@charter.com. Email me a few lines about how you're using the product, whether it's Spectrum Access app or Spectrum News app, just a few lines about how you're using it, and I'll get you entered into the sweepstakes. Even if you're not particularly interested in the Apple TV, you can gift it to a grandchild, to a daughter, son, a neighbor. It makes a wonderful gift. I mean, a really fantastic gift. It's certainly not an inexpensive offer to give somebody. So it's a perfect option for the holidays. I want to encourage you to email me. Now, some of your listeners might not be email savvy or feel very comfortable with email. I'm going to give out a phone number right now, so run to your pens, your Victor streams, your Braille notes, whatever it is that you're using to take your notes down with. I want you to get to one of those devices because I'm going to give you a phone number you can call. And here's what you'll do. You call me. You can leave me a voice message. Just say your name and your phone number so that I know how to reach you if you want. And give me a few sentences about how you're using Spectrum Access or Spectrum News or Spectrum Guide with guide narration, whatever it is that you're using at the moment. Call in, and I'd love to put you into that drawing for a brand new Apple TV. And I think that you're going to love it. It's going to make a great gift if you're not keeping it for yourself. But if you are, you've got all the accessibility features of Apple products built in right there. And best of all, you can download the Spectrum TV app on it. So there you go. We're extending. It's a holiday gift. Not only are we entering folks into the sweepstakes for an Apple TV, but we're extending the sweepstakes. So Michael, Lynn, next Sunday, we'll make sure that the winner gets announced.
Sounds
and show
like
up.
That's the plan. Okay. What's your phone number, Peter?
Yep. So that phone number is to call if you want to do it by phone instead of by email. Call me at 720-765-6346. I'm going to repeat it. Area code 720-765-6346. Okay? I'll give out that phone number one more time before I hop off the air if you didn't verify it. But that gives you two ways. So no more excuses. Call in. Let me know how you're using it. If you know a sighted person that's using it or that's downloaded the apps, give me a story about how you are using it or how you're helping someone in your family enjoy Spectrum products. Any angle that you can share with us just gives us so much information about how folks are enjoying our products, and we have a way to give back to you with that gift.
That's awesome.
Oh, and I'll read the number later during the second hour also.
Well, and you know, Lynn, everything is really sounds better with your voice anyway.
I wrote it down, so I'm going to send an email out to FCB list and the chapter list. And
you know, I see a lot of people looking at the information on our website, but maybe, like you said, they're a little bit intimidated, and you're really only asking for one or two sentences. You're not asking for their life story.
Right, that's right. Just tell me how you're using it. I mean, you know, somebody told me recently that that they downloaded Spectrum Access to watch a particular movie that they had wanted to see, but it didn't have audio description.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really it. And that was just a great short line about one very specific way that they had used Spectrum Access. Or there's this one person, her name was Lynn Golder, and she said, you know, I open Spectrum News first thing in the morning when I wake up, and it's great, and I love that. See, that's a perfect line.
That's funny. Well, I downloaded the Access, and I can't figure out how to use it, so I guess I'm stupid.
No, you're not stupid.
You're definitely not stupid. So, you know what? That's a great point, Sheila, is that, you know, if you're struggling with the app or it feels like it's not user-friendly, there's two things I want to mention about that. The first thing is you can always email us at spectrumaccess@charter.com and just ask your question where you feel stuck, and you'll probably hear back from John Sweet, who will give you a brief answer that will resolve your issue on the spot. But, you know, also, I think that you might start seeing the app function a little bit differently in January. We've got a refresh. It's going to make it a little bit easier to use, a little more user-friendly and intuitive. So for folks that feel like it could be a better ways to navigate an app, watch out for that update that's coming in January. I think that's going to do a lot for you. But, Sheila, you can always email us or or reach out to me directly, and I'm glad to help you out with that.
Well, and Peter, let me ask you a question, because I'm sure some people might be thinking this. If with the Spectrum Access, if I'm sitting here watching a sitcom, or I'm sitting here watching a Lifetime movie, I mean, I'm just giving examples, will that be described, or does it depend on the station?
So the way that it works is, first of all, you've got to make sure that the sitcom or the movie is in the app. So once you download the app, you can either search for it or go through the categories and see if you find it. Now, if you know something specifically you're looking for, I would just use that search button and type in the name or dictate in the name of the movie or show. Mm-hmm. Once you find it, if it's in there, hit the download button. It'll download the audio description track. Your next step is to actually turn it on your TV. So you've got to find it on whatever platform you're using, whether mm-hmm. it's Spectrum TV or mm-hmm. Whatever other platform. So pull the show or movie up on your TV and go ahead and hit play. Once it's playing and it's piping out of your speakers, reach back over to your phone screen and hit that sync button, and just point your phone toward the TV. It'll identify where you are in that movie or show, and it'll start playing the audio description track on your phone.
Okay.
So you just have to download. It'll probably ask you if you want to download closed captioning or audio description only. Mm-hmm. I typically say audio description only. Mm-hmm. Once it's downloaded, then I turn on the movie or show I want to watch, and I hit the sync button on my phone screen, and I'm ready to go.
Gotcha.
So if you've got commercials, if you're watching something that's going to have commercials, in the meantime, while we sort of figure out a more more user-friendly way to get that going, what you'll have to do when the commercials come on is stop it on your phone and then re-sync it. Just hit sync again when the commercials end.
Gotcha. And if anybody has any questions, call Peter or call into the show at 407-894-1680. So I'm sorry, Lynn, I didn't mean to.
No, I had a question.
Yeah, ask the question.
Yeah. If somebody lives in an area where there is not the service for Spectrum yet, can they still use the Apple television, the Apple TV?
Yes, you can use the Apple TV. So absolutely. So we've talked about this before, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use the Spectrum Access app.
People should
know that. So if you're using Spectrum Access and you're not a Spectrum customer, you can still enter into the sweepstakes. And the Apple TV is not specific to being a Spectrum customer.
If you have any questions, ask now, Peter. Ask Peter now. Call 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you would like to ask Peter any questions about Spectrum, please call now.
I have a question, but it's not Spectrum related. Do you have a dog, Peter?
I do.
Okay, I heard the doggy. Is that your guide dog?
That was
my neighbor's dog, not mine.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? You're the only one that has a dog, Lynn?
No, I thought I heard a nice big dog in the back.
You did, and it's my neighbor's dog, and they drive me crazy.
I'm glad that y'all called that out, because I thought it was my stomach for a moment. I apologize. Listen, we're going to go to the phone line all the way from Fern Park, Florida, the one and only Dave. Dave, how you doing?
I am doing well. Hi, guys and girls.
Hi, Dave.
Peter.
Hi, Dave.
Hello there, friends. Hey, Peter. I wanted to comment. I do have access as well as other apps, which I have not used access yet, but I have used the narration feature on the remote for my DVR, and I don't know if I'm letting the cat out of the bag, but I understand next year that you're going to have the ability to be able to speed the voices up, which I think is going to be really exciting for me, because I've been loving using the remote, but being able to speed those the narration narrative voice for some of that stuff will be quite handy. So I appreciate that.
I agree. We've been thanks, Dave, for that comment. We've been looking at the voice speeds and controlling the voice of the narrator, you know, by on command, being able to stop it, that kind of feedback that comes straight from you guys, our customers that have been writing us and talking to us about what you'd like to see. So the efforts of on our end of seeing how much of that we can support and be able to roll out to the boxes soon, hopefully, is a direct impact of feedback. So I'd like to see that as well. So I'm excited about seeing some of that development too.
Well, yeah, it's going to make it so much more fun.
You need to watch for the ACB community list, because when Peter's on in January on one of the Spectrum calls, he probably will tell us about these updates.
That's right. That's right. So follow me anywhere you can. You know, I had a caller on the last community event said, I've been following you on different platforms since June. He's like, I'm loving all these updates that you're offering. So I love that I've got a following of people looking for me.
Yeah, yeah, a fan club.
He's a fan club.
Okay, well, Peter, we're looking.
Thank you very much for coming on board today. We're going to go to break. I thank you, Peter, for coming in. Look forward to seeing you next week.
That's right.
Thank you. That phone number, 720-765-6346.
We'll say it a couple more times this week on the show. We'll be saying it the rest of the night. We'll be saying it a few times.
All right. You have a good night.
Thanks,
Peter. Bye, Peter. Okay. Good night. All right, Chris, we're going to go.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
And live, we're back. That's right, we are live and we are back and we are, well, we're out of Ocoee, Florida. And Chris Shaw is in the studios at the Spectrum Studios. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here live and in full effect.
Well, just get ready. Get ready, because we're going to go to trivia in 1 minute. We're going to go to trivia, first trivia of the night. But let me give you a phone number. Give me that new phone number.
Yeah.
This is not call in. This is a message for the prize for Spectrum.
For the Spectrum sweepstakes, you call Peter and just leave your name and number. He'll call you right back. You can hear how easygoing and friendly he is. He won't bite you. Just call Peter.
Actually, didn't he say to leave a sentence or two? About how
you can, do that, or if you don't want to do it, leave a message. Just he'll call you back, and you can tell him.
Right.
So the phone number to, if you're interested in the sweepstakes for the free Apple TV, is 720-765-6346.
Say it again, nice and slow.
720-765-6346, and I will tell you throughout the show.
Okay, we'll do that again. Now, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And now, that's right, it's trivia time. Sheila, this is your trivia, so you do it.
Why
Sheila.
Did you pick this song, Sheila?
Because the words are so poignant for this year, this time of year, and this year. And I think that anyone should listen to this song from beginning to end and just sit and listen to the words. It is so beautiful.
So who is singing this song? Phone number to call in for the trivia is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. This is for the trivia.
And still need help somehow. I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list, not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lies torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal. And right would always win. the grandest sight to see.
Okay, Chris.
Was something lovely wrapped beneath.
We'll try to play it later. If we have enough time, we'll probably play it later. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Now's the time to call in. Get your trivia.
And I apologize to Lynn because I had several songs I picked, and then today I went, oh, my gosh, this, and I did it at 6 o'clock, and bless her heart, she made it happen.
Oh, for you, anything.
Oh, this is what she just said, for you, anything.
I heard her.
Yeah, well.
So.
Okay, did anybody know the song? I guess not.
That's going to be a hard one. That's going to be a hard
894-1680.
You think
it's a,
so?
Well, it's a very actually, unique she voice.
She's very popular.
Very, yeah, but very, it's a very unique voice.
Huh?
No, I was telling Chris that you had another artist in mind, but that was the first one that we
nobody saw. Knows it.
Yeah. Well, and that's okay.
That's all right.
Hold so on, should we give
hold
the
tight,
answer?
Hold tight now. I got somebody calling in, so hold tight, Mike.
Be patient, Michael.
Yeah, it's not my middle name, Patience.
I know. It's Lynn.
Oh, my goodness. Chris, did you say you have a caller?
He did.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Let's go all the way down to... Wait, hold on. Is he back in Palm and Deerfield? Is it Deerfield? Yeah.
Deerfield Beach,
Florida,
Delray Beach.
Or Delray Beach?
Delray Beach, I'm sorry. Howie, Delway, right?
Hi, yeah.
That's right. Howie from Delway.
Hi, Howie.
Good evening. Happy holidays to everyone.
How are you?
And as a sighted person, I listen because you guys are informative and interesting. You do a great job. Your banter is wonderful. And you're trying to help people who need help, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
Well, thank you so much,
thank you,
Howie.
We appreciate you being out there.
Yeah, we appreciate
thank you.
Thank you,
Howie.
Thank you.
Can you give me a shot at this song? I'm not sure on this one. I think it's Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. I knew it.
You knew it, Howie. Right. And we knew it.
Good job.
So he just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Thank you.
I didn't think anybody would get that, Howie. Very good.
And who was the other singer, Sheila?
Amy Grant.
I don't know either.
Well, Amy
Kelly Clarkson won the American Idol Award.
Yes, she did. And Amy Grant is married to Vince Gill, who is an amazing country singer.
Michael, I'd like to tell you something. There are YouTube movies of American Bandstand from the 50s and 60s. Obviously, you're not going to be able to see them, but maybe Lynn can help you out. I don't know if you're in any of them. They're dancing
I've
the
seen
stroll.
Those.
The stroll we always did.
Yeah.
Are you aware of all that?
Years ago.
My friend Sid Payne, he won the contest. He came in second after Bob Clayton and Justine Carelli.
Howie, I looked at those years ago, and Michael said he looked different then, so it wasn't so easy to
I was Mickey G from Germantown. That was
right.
The only way you would know me, first of all,
rubber legs.
I used to always do a lot of splits.
Lynn, you're the only one who's getting younger, Lynn.
That is correct.
My face was completely different. I had a lot of hair, which I don't now. I was very thin, which I'm not now.
Well, Howie, I hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas and New Year and be safe and just give all your family love.
Thank you very much. Good talking to you.
Hey, Howie, hold on one moment. Thank you.
Yay. I'm happy.
So who's on the line now? He's got another person calling in?
He usually sends me a text.
I was hoping to hear from some sighted people to call in.
Well, Howie was sighted. You just did, Michael.
Well, that's one person. I like your others.
Well, how about let's hear some visually impaired and blind people that like the show.
No, we heard from two so far. The fellow from Orlando.
Yeah, Ian.
Ian.
Boy, Michael.
So Ian Colden was sighted?
Yeah.
And Howie was sighted.
And I want to hear from some of my blind friends. I want to know that people are out there listening to us.
They're out there listening, but I want to hear some sighted people calling because the blind
Michael?
People... Yes, oh, what?
Slap you.
That's a good sound effect.
All right. Listen, you blind folks. Listen, people like Sheila and me out there. If you want to call in? Call in. Just say... You heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Anyway.
So well, I want to remind everybody, don't forget if you're interested in attending the virtual conference for Sheila, we as we call it, Aisha, but ATIA, right?
Yeah.
ATIA 2021. Don't forget to register and you get 20% off. You just, Ms. Green is agreeing. You just go to atia.org/blindandbeyond and you register for the conference, for the Assistive Technology Conference, which, by the way, is the end of January.
And the first week of February.
Exactly. I'm looking for the exact
date. Do we have a few minutes? Do we have a minute?
Yes, because yes, somebody is hungry.
Listen, Chris, you there?
Somebody hungry, Mike.
Yeah, you know, I just fed her, so she's not getting twice.
She's very greedy, Chris. As she's getting older, she's getting more and more greedy.
Listen.
It's not greed. It's called high metabolism.
She's even finding a computer. Listen, I want to play a song. It's not trivia. I want some people to listen to this song. I was thinking about this song last night, and people might like to hear the song. See if anybody knows this song. It's not trivia. The song is, to know him is to love him. By the Teddy Bears. Can you see if you can find that on the computer?
Yes.
To know him is to love him. By the Teddy Bears.
To know him is to love him. Ooh, ah, do, ah, do. No, that's the wrong
one. No, okay. It's to know.
You're right, Sheila.
Good. Sheila, see, I knew you knew.
To know. Is to love, love, love him. Just to see him smile makes my life worthwhile. To know him is to love, love, love him. And I do.
Okay, so let me ask this, Mike. Why did they call themselves the Teddy Bears? Because I don't see a bear at all. I don't see Theodore Roosevelt.
I muted myself so I could sing along. Because I don't want anybody hearing me sing.
They don't look plump at all. They're not teddy bears. They don't look like the gummy bears. I don't even see Theodore Roosevelt.
I got a trivia question. See if anybody knows this in the audience.
Uh-oh.
He was from Canada. He now lives in the United States. He came here as a young boy. He had a number one record when he was, I don't know, 16 years old.
Oh, that's easy, Mike. His name is Drake.
And now he wrote a lot of big songs. He sang a lot of songs. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm thinking of? From Canada. He now lives in the United States.
Is there only one?
Well, number one that had a number one record, The Boy, came in when he was 16.
Okay.
Years ago. I'll give you a last
Back
hint.
In your day, right?
Now, wait a minute. Now, you got to be, because Michigan, New York are really, really close to Canada.
That's right.
Okay,
tipping the borderline.
He's been playing in Vegas for years and years and years. He's been playing in Vegas for years and years and years.
Oh, hold on before you say anything else. The phone line is blowing up. Hold on.
I'll bet I know who it is. Let's see. Let's see if I'm right.
If you know what I'm thinking about.
So, Michael, you've seen your new granddaughter?
One of them. Yep. Yep, one of them. Yep.
And she's beautiful?
That's what Lynn tells me.
Well, haven't you held her?
No.
Why?
Because I'm afraid to give the baby germs.
Oh,
I wore a mask and everything around
her. She gets her shots this week.
After she gets her shots, I'll feel better.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you better hold that baby because they're just precious.
Yeah. All right, here we go. You ready?
All right.
All right, so we're going to take a journey up to Clinton, Indiana. And then after we leave Clinton, Indiana, we're going to come back down to Delray Beach, Florida, and talk with Bill. Right now, let's talk with the one and only Mr. John from Clinton, Indiana. John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris. How are you doing?
Hey, happy holidays to you, John.
You too,
hi, John.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Michael. You too, Lynn.
Thank you. Hi, John.
Are you thinking about Paul Anka?
You're 100% right. I was thinking about Paul Anka.
Wow.
The song was Diana.
Yeah.
That's a very smart old
good kid. Job.
Is that who you're thinking about, Sheila?
No, that's not who I was thinking about, but good job, John.
Paul Anka.
And that makes sense. You know, I was thinking
we're just the same age. That's why we got good minds think alike.
I guess so, because you're older than me.
He's in Vegas for a lot of years. When this epidemic is over, if you ever go to Vegas, you got to listen to him. He's unbelievable, Paul Anka.
So what's it like out there tonight, John, in Clinton, Indiana?
Pardon? What's the weather?
What is the weather like?
What's the weather like
nice.
In Indiana?
Nice out there. It's about 45. 48 degrees. It was raining there this morning, but it's cleared off and going to be about 45 tonight and back up to into close to 50 tomorrow. And then by Wednesday.
By the way.
Yeah.
Before I forget, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from the Subway.
I think he knows.
Well, he won himself a $10 gift card from the Subway.
So the weather's not bad out there.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
And leave your name and all those good things with Chris, so we can send you a $10 gift card. Who else on the line? You said Bill's on the line.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
Have a happy Merry Christmas.
You already got my address, Michael and Lynn.
Yeah, we do.
I won back in the 8th of November.
Yes, sir. We got you, John. Appreciate it, John.
All right. You have a good day. And
happy holidays.
Did you say Bill was on from Delray Beach?
Yep. We got Bill from Delray Beach on the phone line. Bill, how you doing?
Okay, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good, good. Happy holidays to you and the family.
Thank you. Same to all of you. Did you get an answer to your trivia question yet?
We did, but do you know who it was?
Paul Anka.
Yep, you are exactly right. You guys are so smart out there. I did not know who it was.
Okay.
Top of the hour. Thanks, Bill, for calling in. Sorry.
Thank you.
Reaches for the punch.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. Bye now.
Thanks. We're going to go to break. Going to the top of the hour. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.